Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Identiteitsdiefstal en bedrog is 'n baie groot probleem in Suid-Afrika, eintlik reg oor die wêreld, en dit is vir ondernemings en veral kleiner ondernemings 'n baie groot kopseer om die persoonlike inligting van hulle kliënte te beskerm. Die navorsingsgroepe Worldwide Works en Identify het onlangs 'n peiling gedoen en dit het bevind dat 6 uit 10 besighede baie bekommerd daaroor is en hulle is veral skrikkerig vir bedrog wat kan vloei uit kunsmatige intelligensie toepassings. Lance van der Hof is op die lyn. Hy is van Identify. Lance, thank you so much for your time tonight. First of all, how did you do this research and what were the main practical findings?
So firstly, thanks for having me, Rake. So we did a search in conjunction with Arthur Goldstuck from Worldwide Works. It was an independent report that he did with over 200 companies from large enterprises, medium and small enterprises. And essentially what we're trying to do is get a baseline of the sort of the temperature of where South Africa is, where companies are at with regards to identity fraud and how prepared they are or how safe they are in terms of dealing with identity fraud vectors. And essentially that's what we did with the report. We did a deep dive into all these companies, understanding their processes, what they regarded as safe, and just to basically get a benchmark in terms of where companies are at, what they need to do to improve, and how they see the industry.
But isn't it just a money problem? If you throw money at a problem, get the right systems to protect the data, is that the key issue or not?
No, I think it's a lot bigger, I think, than that. There needs to be a lot more collaboration in the industry between public and private sector, as well as the law enforcement and regulators. There needs to be a lot more consumer or education, because you need the adoption from a consumer perspective. There's a lot of different factors. Yes, budget plays a big factor, but I think it's putting the budget in the right places, and people or companies need to ensure that their processes are such that they're protecting not only themselves but their customers as well. So there's many different factors involved, and with the bigger the organization, I think there's a lot more not red tape, but there's a lot more layers that companies or people have to go through. But yeah, what it did highlight is it's definitely, I mean, front of mind for just about every single company, and every company is looking at it continuously. It's something that it isn't a once-off fix. It's something, especially with AI, that you have to continuously watch, continuously invest in, and continuously monitor the global threats.
How good are South African businesses at protecting data right now? They may be really concerned, and as you've said, that may indicate it's top of mind, but how good are they at it? Are they doing okay in terms of, if you look at it in an international perspective?
Yes, I think South Africa is very good. I mean, from a poppy perspective, in terms of protecting people's data, a lot of companies are also comply with the UK standard, which is GDPR. So the regulators and government, as well as businesses, are definitely very, very much concerned all the time about people's data and people's information, because it can have a very big damaging effect to company from a reputational perspective, as well as a financial perspective.
Lance, thank you so much for your time. That was Lance van der Hof. He is from Identify.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.